Smoke from Canadian wildfires is making the air in southern Wisconsin some of the worst in the nation. It's Thursday, June 5th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Republicans in the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers have called off negotiations on the state budget. And for the first time ever, Milwaukee's Pride Parade will have a professional athlete as its grand marshal. Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
Southern Wisconsin has been seeing some of the worst air quality in the nation this week as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to blanket much of the state. The Environmental Protection Agency uses an air quality index to measure the scope of pollution outside. Ozaukee County, Milwaukee, and Madison had all seen readings higher than 150 yesterday, which indicates unhealthy air. Milwaukee resident Curly Harris told WPR he's tired of poor air quality as climate change drives hotter and drier conditions ripe for wildfires to burn.
We just have to live with it until everybody come to their senses, realize that good quality of air is good for human beings.
State regulators say that smoke from those Canadian wildfires are expected to continue impacting more than half the state through noon today. They urge sensitive groups to stay inside, and everyone else should limit the intensity of activities and amount of time spent outdoors. After meeting for months, Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders have called off talks on Wisconsin's state budget. The two sides announced last night they could not reach a deal. Evers' office said the governor was willing to accept Republicans' proposed tax cuts, but they were unwilling to support his proposed spending on child care, K-12 education, and the universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux both called the negotiations good faith, but Lemieux said Evers' spending proposals were more than the state could afford. The impasse means Republicans will write their own budget. That's the same process they've used in every budget since Evers was elected. It also likely sets up more budget vetoes by Evers, whose partial veto was widely considered among the most powerful in the nation. People moving to Wisconsin because of two recent natural disasters may get a one-time tax credit from the state. Nick Rommel has more on a bill being considered by the state legislature.
The bill is for people who moved to Wisconsin because of wildfires in Los Angeles County this year or Hurricane Helene in North Carolina last fall. It would create a one-time tax credit of $10,000, which could be claimed for 2025 or 2026. Republican Representative Cindy Duco introduced the bill in the Assembly. She says it could be part of a bigger effort to get people to move to Wisconsin.
Well, after the governor signs it into law, I think it could be something that we do on a more regular basis.
Long term, the state expects Wisconsin's population to shrink by almost 200,000 people by 2050. But last year, Wisconsin actually grew slightly, mostly fueled by migration from abroad and from other states. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Democrats have released a package of bills that they say is aimed at pushing back against President Donald Trump's agenda. One bill would establish a process for people who feel their constitutional rights have been violated. Another would put guardrails on how state government shares personal data. The bills stand little chance of moving forward in the Republican-held legislature, but Representative Renuka Mayadev of Madison says it's about sending a message.
We will not sit back and watch Donald Trump pick the pockets of hardworking Wisconsin people.
In response to federal funding freezes, one bill would withhold state money owed to the federal government. It's not clear if doing so would be legal. Mayadev said Democrats had consulted with Attorney General Josh Call. Around 90 United Auto Workers members in Oshkosh have been on strike for nearly 3 months now. As Joe Schultz reports, members of the UAW Local 291 began the strike in mid-March.
The UAW's collective bargaining agreement with Indiana-based Cummins Inc. expired in January. The striking members work at the company's manufacturing plant in Oshkosh. Two contract offers have been rejected by the union since the strike started. Since early April, the workers have not had access to their company health insurance. Ryan Compton is president of the local UAW. He says his members still have coverage through the union.
We're lucky here at the UAW with our strike and defense fund. That helps us out as far as pay and insurance goes, but some of these smaller locals may not have access to this stuff.
Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill that aims to prevent employers from threatening the health care benefits of striking workers. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Art centers in Wisconsin are trying to make up funds from grants that have been canceled by the National Endowment for the Arts. In May, the agency emailed organizations, including Sheboygan's John Michael Kohler Art Center, saying they were changing grant policies to align with the Trump administration's policies. Executive Director Amy Horst says that meant the center lost a grant for an artist-in-residence program that began last year. She says these federal grants are key to the mission of local art centers like hers.
These projects are planned years in advance. The process for gaining one of these grants is super, super rigorous.
In the meantime, she is looking at other areas of the budget to cut so they can continue the artist-in-residence program. Coming up, Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joined WPR to discuss the budget reconciliation bill. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, 2 weeks ago, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the budget reconciliation bill, labeled the, quote, Big Beautiful Bill. Now it's moved to the Senate, where Democrats are voicing opposition because of major cuts to programs like SNAP and Medicaid. But there are also a few Republican senators who say they plan to vote no if there aren't changes to that budget. And that includes Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who spoke with Wisconsin Today host Rob Ferret.
What is your main point of contention with the bill as it passed the House?
Well, first of all, I think the lack of focusing on the facts and figures during the House passage is the first thing we need to address. We have to return to a reasonable pre-pandemic level spending. If you look at CBO's 10-year projection, I know the House talked about $1.5 trillion, sounds like a lot, but in context of CBO's projected $89.3 trillion of 10-year spending, and in light of their $22 trillion projected deficit, that would be $2.2 trillion per year of deficits. And let me put that in context. President Obama, because of the Tea Party pressure, in his first term, spent about $1.3 trillion annual deficits. Restrained in the second term is about $550 billion. Trump came in, first three terms, had to do deals with Democrats, that up to $810 billion. Of course, then COVID hit as a $3.1 trillion year deficit. And again, responsible leadership would have returned to a, certainly under $1 trillion worth of deficits in the following years, once economy and was recovering, employment was returned. But that didn't happen. Biden, on average, he averaged deficits of $1.9 trillion. And that's our starting point. That's apparently the new normal. I'm not accepting a new normal. And unfortunately, the big, beautiful bill pretty well accepts that new normal. We're not bending the deficit trajectory curve downward. And that ought to be the first goal of a Senate, any kind of Republican budget reconciliation process.
Your Democratic colleagues have said, hey, you're not going to get this kind of spending reduction just by doing a waste, fraud, and abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin, your Wisconsin Democratic colleague, worried about cuts to SNAP and Medicaid. Independent analysis by the Joint Economic Committee says between Affordable Care Act coverage and Medicaid, more than 200,000 Wisconsin residents would likely lose health insurance coverage under the plan as written. Does that concern you about the impact on Wisconsin?
Well, first of all, that's rhetoric again. You're basing it on scores from somebody. What you'd hope is a lot of people would move from Obamacare, and that's what we're talking. We're not talking about doing anything with Medicaid for vulnerable disabled children or pregnant women or the truly vulnerable. We're talking about Obamacare, which is now called Medicaid expansion, which is for single, able-bodied, working-age adults who aren't working, who should be working, who should be getting their health insurance by getting a job.
Getting to the politics of this, Senator Johnson, Republicans in the Senate have a few votes to spare, not many. You're one vote. Do you have enough people, you think, on your side to make significant changes to this bill?
I'm fairly confident we do. And again, we want to see President Trump succeed. He's doing things that have to be done that no other president would do. So I totally support him. I want to see him succeed. I think you have to take a couple bites of the apple here. The only way we're going to be able to take the time to explain this to the American public, you know, all the things we're doing, and then you rush something through, that's where you're vulnerable to false attacks on what you're trying to do. So you need to take the time to forensically audit these programs, the spending, but you also have to take the time to explain it to the American public. We haven't taken that time. We need to.
Senator Johnson, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Have a great day.
That was Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson speaking with WPR's Rob Ferret. And finally, can't let you go without getting a quick check of your forecast. An air quality alert does remain in effect for the majority of Wisconsin through noon today, especially the southern parts of the state. Otherwise, sunny today with a few clouds mixed in and high temperatures in the 70s. Overnight, mostly cloudy, and we could see some rain start to arrive in northwestern parts of the state later on. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.